Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Tuesday afternoon. Happy Veterans Day. For all who served, all of you who are willing to do what only one of us on this show was willing to do, thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. And Dan, happy Veterans Day.
Yes,
why,
Dan.
Thank you very much.
I walked in and I said, why are you here? Of all the people that shouldn't be here on Veterans Day,
it is our resident veteran.
I'm
one who, feels compelled to serve.
Wow.
So I'm here.
Well, thank you for it, Dan.
Wow. And he'll be like leaving that? At 5:30.
Yeah. You're like, I feel compelled to serve here for about an hour, and then I'm taking off.
Three and a half, maybe four max, and then I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
No, seriously, thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
I know you do.
I'm trying to figure out why any of us are here.
Well, the list is short.
Very short.
Of people who are in the building.
There is one person on the second floor. His name is Jack Hancock.
Yeah.
The number of birds on the radio tower versus the number of cars in the parking lot is about 95-1 right now.
Which, by the way, your truck and your car.
Bad.
You guys need to park in the front for a while.
You do. It's a thing.
When I first started here, I would park in that first spot right next to the reserved spots, right? And it had the same issue there, so I figured nowhere is safe.
No, if you park second row or past in the front, you're okay.
I think we're okay now where we are on the back 40.
Yeah, I went to the back 40 today because I was on the phone when I got to work, and so I turned my truck off and sat there for no longer than a minute, and it sounded like it was raining.
It's just another, 60, 70 feet away.
Sam, what was it raining?
Not rain.
Not rain.
Was it
fecal?
Was it white rain?
Bird dong?
Gross.
It was.
Gross.
A lot of seeds. Gross.
I was going to say, it's pretty chunky for bird poop.
That's disgusting.
Typically, you envision bird poop and it's not chunky. It sounded like there were rocks hitting the roof of my dog.
Yeah, they are excreting the seeds that they've eaten and then push them out and drop them on your truck.
Thank you, Dan.
I don't need a breakdown of the matter.
Just when I thought the show couldn't get any dumber.
The matter was indeed fecal.
Yeah, thank you for that, Sam.
It's fecal matter.
How's Frankenstein?
Oh, yeah. We watched ourselves some Frankenstein on Netflix last night.
So we were doing Monday Night Football.
Yeah, we watched for a little bit. And then I was
boring
like,
game.
I don't really have a dog in this fight with Green Bay. And my mother had said, have you not watched Frankenstein yet? You know, my mom, once she glams onto something like she will not speak to you until you watch it. Okay. And so I said, let's give it a whirl.
What's it on?
It is on Netflix.
Okay. It's a Guillermo del Toro.
Yes.
Reimagining.
It is a reimagining of Frankenstein.
Okay.
The cinematography, the dark, dank castle where Baron Frankenstein is trying to create this man out of...
Looks like the old Union Station before.
Oh, it did. Rehab. And I'm telling you, Scott, it's... One of the sports guys said, isn't it really graphic? Well, he is trying to construct a human being out of...
Kind of, sort of.
...the parts of human beings. And there's a war involved, and so, you know, it's... It is as graphic as you would think for that subject matter. I didn't think it was like Saw, overtly graphic. I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
Johnny thought it was ridiculous.
Like stupid?
Yeah, he was like...
Or boring?
He just said, I don't... You know, they tried to weave a little bit of a love story into it, and but I think the action parts where this thing is hunting the man who created him, it's pretty intense.
Is it a run, do not walk, or a runaway?
It is a valet jog. Because I like those
with a soft J.
Yeah, I like those period pieces where
it's more of a stomp heavily.
Yeah, I mean, it's back in the 1800s. All these men are on a ship, and I'll just tell you this: that Frankenstein thing comes up and out, and is looking for revenge, and he's going to get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it more or less entertaining than a 30-minute discussion about whether or not cart corrals are affixed to the ground?
Okay, you know what? You guys can make fun of that conversation all you want. That is one of the most commented on discussions we have ever had.
You know, the people across the metro last evening, if they were going to one of the shopping centers or that's the big box stores,
yeah, they were rattling
checking them out.
They were putting hands on the corral.
It was one of the dumbest segments we've ever done, and yet,
you keep putting DUM in front of best. I'm gonna stick with best.
Person I've encountered today wanted to weigh in on that story. Everyone. I mean, there's 10,000 other things we talked about on the show yesterday.
Yes.
That.
Some of it was very important.
Singularly is the one thing people want to talk about. Well, back when I worked at so-and-so, we cemented them into the ground. Like, everyone has an opinion on whether or not those damn things are stuck to the ground or not. Educate people.
Are we?
No. I felt dumber after that conversation, but it was funny.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I went to a grocery store this morning, and
did you park next to the corral? Did you?
I did.
I knew it.
And I got out and I lifted it up, and I said, "Hi, V. You have done me proud."
Was it unaffixed?
It was unaffixed.
And then you thought to yourself, "What if the wind blows?
My car would be damaged."
The horror.
Anyway,
if you missed it, you can find it on podcast. It's 15 minutes of your life you will not get back.
30 minutes. It was 30.
There are no answers, by the way.
It was 30 minutes of your life that you will never get back.
What are you talking about? There's tons of answers. The answer is they're not affixed.
By the way, Spectrum News just reported the ticket prices to get into park at the World Cup next year in Kansas City, $75.
You can't be surprised by that.
No, not at all. Not really.
I mean, what is it up to now at the Chiefs game if you don't get the prepaid parking?
Sam?
65?
Yeah.
So it was actually really funny. The last time I went to a Chiefs game, we tried to do it on the app as we were pulling in. And I got up to the window and I was like, man, the app's not working. I got to pay for it here. And this guy scolded me up one side and down the other.
Because you're holding up the line.
I was the last person there. Kickoff was in 5 minutes. And he was like, well, it's actually more expensive when you buy it at the gate. Fun fact, it's about $8 cheaper when you buy it at the gate.
Really?
Was it really?
Because of all the fees online. The base price is cheaper online, but once you factor in the fees, it's about $8 cheaper if you just buy it
at the gate. So $75 when you go to the World Cup next year in Kansas City.
Just be sure to fill your car with a bunch of soccer fans.
I would have expected it to be more like $100, so I'm not surprised at all.
All right.
You don't think that's outrageous?
I think it's outrageous. No. I thought it would be higher. If you had said $100, I would not have been surprised.
$75 to
it's 65 park, at Arrowhead,
which is outrageous.
I'm not saying that's not outrageous. I'm not surprised. It's only marginally higher for a world global soccer event.
I am parking my car for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 90-minute game and a 15-20-minute halftime.
You could always take the shuttle.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So the autopsy is out for Ace Frehley, the original lead guitarist and founding member of KISS. He died from blunt force injuries to the head that he suffered in the fall earlier this year. According to his autopsy, Frehley died on October 16th, surrounded by family in Morristown, New Jersey, several weeks after the fall occurred.
Yeah.
They determined that his death was an accident. Frehley, who is 74, suffered facial fractures near the eyes and left ear, also had bruising on his left abdomen and thigh, and his right hip and upper thigh.
Okay, so this is why I want to talk about this story. If you are of a certain age, and I don't know what that number is, you know, you're not going to race to the ER because you fall and you whack your head in your 20s. You're probably not. But we saw this with Bob Saget's death in the hotel room.
That's right.
He went to sleep, never woke up.
Jinx,
you owe me a Coke. So at a certain age, the head injury at home or elsewhere can be devastating. I think we've seen that here. And how do you know? Because you know at that age, oh my gosh, I can hear my dad. I'm not going to the ER because I fell and whacked my head. I'm totally fine. I took an Advil.
How hard do you have to hit your head, though, that
well,
it kills you?
To get one of those like hemorrhages inside the important parts of your brain? I don't know.
I don't think it's necessarily the fall. It's the condition of the vessels inside the brain.
The bleeding.
Correct. You know,
the hemorrhaging.
Yeah, I mean, if it were the impact that would cause it, then every single time somebody got a concussion, they would die.
Right.
But that's also why they say to stay awake after you get a concussion and to not go to sleep.
I don't know. We've talked about the fall in the home before, and I think overall your odds of dying are greater. We know in the bathroom, bedroom, and kitchen might be on there, but I think bathroom
is number one.
Is number one because of the hard surfaces in there.
I've had two friends from high school who have died from falling.
You've got to be kidding me.
I kid you not. I'm not going to name them, but they were seniors when I was a junior. We all played football together, and one died, I think, 5 years ago. The other died 4. And one of them fell and hit his head on a coffee table.
Okay.
The other fell and hit his head on the floor. And they died.
Well, and there's nothing up there protecting your brain from smacking against the side of your skull other than the little gel substance that surrounds your brain. And so if you don't take care of yourself over the course of your life, you know, a high cholesterol diet, we always talk about how cholesterol is the worst thing in the world. There is a such thing as good cholesterol. And if you don't have enough of that throughout your life and then you fall and hit your head, I'm not a doctor, but I can only imagine that the recovery would not go as well as somebody who's 25.
Listen to this. Men consistently have higher fall death rates than women across all age groups. Is that because you don't go to the doctor? Like a woman is more likely, or the adult children are more likely to say, "Mom, we want you to go get checked out." Where the dad is more likely statistically to go, "I'm not going into the ER."
Probably doesn't help.
They probably fall more often because of the adamant nature of being independent.
Maybe.
What do you mean by that?
But we're
you're not helping me. I can walk just fine.
Well, but we're talking about one of the death rates they looked at was adults 65 to 69 years old. So not what would be considered elderly anymore, right?
No, but Fraley was 74.
Text line's hitting it right on the head. Wow, bad
really?
Phrase. Sorry.
Wow.
Seriously, Sam.
Not what I meant.
Continue.
Blood thinner medication.
Oh, there we go. Yep.
Yep, that hits it right on the head.
It does. Hits the nail right on the head. Then the nail died.
Wow, Sam.
Sometimes I don't think before I speak.
Clearly.
One study shows 11% of all trauma hospitalizations are related to a fall at home. Here's the other sort of—
Have you ever fallen at home?
Oh, in the shower once, and I don't know how I survived it. In a cartoon, my feet went straight up— and my head came smashing straight back into the glass.
I take it back. I have fallen in my home one time. I slipped. The tile floor was wet in the bathroom.
1 minute you're standing, and the next minute you're like, oh.
I had just gotten out of the shower, and somebody who shall not be named and her dad were in the garage below, and they hear a.
Yeah.
And that was me slipping on the bathroom floor and falling down in my blue Stafford Road.
Like 30,000 people every year die from falling at home.
Real loud, yeah, like. Lord Jesus Christ, help me, Lord, please, Jesus, please. Jesus, God, help me, Lord, Jesus, help me, I'm falling down the steps, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, please. My shoe.
My dad just reminded me that my late grandfather.
Dana, are you going to get new headphones?
No, he had one of those scooters, okay? And it was affixed to the back of his Cadillac.
Most things are not affixed.
Right. And he had a lift for it. It would lift it. And when the lift would go all the way down to the ground, sometimes it would jack the Cadillac up on the back two wheels, by the way. He would get on the scooter, and then you're supposed to ride off the platform. You've seen these in traffic, people with the scooter on the back of their, you know, the hover round or whatever.
Yep.
And so one day he's driving off of the platform, but
dad is
my grandfather, and their driveway's on an incline. He drives off that thing, and it rolls. And my Aunt Stacy comes running out, barking and yelling, and, you know, he's bleeding, and she's trying to help him. We'll never forget as long as we live. He goes, "Stacy, damn it, I played football 15 years. I know how to fall."
Okay. All right, Gramps.
He's like 80 years old, has had three heart attacks, and is yelling at her because I don't need your help. I played football 15 years. I know how to fall.
Was he in the pros?
Dad, that was the point. I mean, he was 80 years old. He played football 15 years in high school and I think a couple years in community college. It doesn't mean when you're 80, you can stop, drop, and roll off of a scooter all the way down the driveway.
It backs up my point. I'm independent.
Leave me alone.
There might be some truth to that. Text line Sam wants to know where you got fired from.
Oh, yeah.
You guys did mention that yesterday, and then
we never followed
the entire show without explaining.
We never followed up.
About 6 months ago, I became a personal trainer, and there was a gym that was a new startup here in the metro that was very kind to bring me on. And I won't get into all the nitty gritty, but for the first time in my life yesterday morning, I heard the phrase, "This will be your last day at." I have never heard that phrase in my life.
It sucks.
Oh, Sam.
So it was a new experience for me. But yeah, I am now the gymless personal trainer.
You got let go.
I did.
Well, I want you to tell people why. They wanted you to be there 24-7, and your place is here with us, Sam.
I don't necessarily want to get into all the nitty-gritty.
I'm just saying, I don't want people thinking, well, what did he do? Did he grope somebody?
No. It wasn't that you did anything wrong.
In fact, I was told repeatedly in the conversation that started with, "This will be your last day at," that I am a fantastic trainer. So
you just weren't spending enough time being a fantastic trainer.
Let me ask you this, Sam.
If you'd like to come to my garage and train, yeah. I could use you.
Would you send me your photo and I'm going to post it on my page, Sam?
Yes, I will.
Here's what I'm going to say. Would it be possible during the commercial breaks for you to train someone in the studio in there?
In theory, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. In between breaks, you could be like, drop and give me 10 or 20 or whatever.
Corporate overlords would appreciate it.
I don't think that's how training works, but...
But yes, I was fired from the gym that I was working for yesterday. The first time I've been fired in my life. I called my mom and I said, I just wanted you to know that you should be proud. And I was like, she was like, what happened? And I was like, well, I got fired. I feel like that's a milestone in life.
Hold on. Have you ever been fired from a job?
I was 16 and it was a small pizza shop in Topeka. It was not a national chain.
Okay.
And I cried for weeks because I mean, Sam, you and I have a lot of the same anxiety threads about us. I thought it was the most devastating thing to ever happen to me. And I'm pretty sure I was making $2 an hour.
Okay. So you're telling me, Dan.
I also didn't have a ride home. So I had to sit on the curb crying, wait for someone to come by to give me a quarter so that I could call my mom and have her come get me.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, this was back before cell phones.
Dan, have you ever been fired from a job?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me that I am the only member of this show that has never been fired from a job.
For now.
Well, I was 16. I don't want to say...
saying there's a chance.
I don't want to say yeah, but I've never been fired from one of my professional jobs, ever. I resigned both times to take other opportunities.
I mean, I was never fired...
You were just told not to show back up.
Basically.
Which is essentially what happened to me.
Yeah, on Monday his key card worked, and on Tuesday, not so much.
The first one, they just didn't renew the contract.
Oh, the old non-renewal.
Work with the new guy. That was really awkward. I was young and dumb. And then the second one was they just let half the staff go, and you're one of them.
You were downsized.
Exactly.
It sounds better to say you were downsized, Sam.
Blown out.
But that's really fired.
Well, but it sounds better for you, Sam, to just say I was downsized and I'm looking for new gym opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
If you want to come train in my garage, you know how to find me.
So did you wake up this morning, stare at the ceiling, and for like an hour and a half think, what have I done with my life?
Yesterday, I was incredibly positive about the whole thing. I'm pretty good at putting a positive spin on stuff.
You are.
Don't you all do that, Scott?
I will say that I did lay in bed this morning and... think about all the ways that I'm inadequate in life for about 2 hours.
No, Sam, we need to come up with a website for you. We need
Nothing
to come up with a website
with
for you. We need to do like a six-pack garage abs with Sam.com.
Okay, we can work on the name.
It's all like...
The name's a little weak. I'll give you that.
I like the gymless trainer.
Breaks up with you. It's not you.
It's not you. It's
just
me.
Just don't show up again.
I just wanted to hug you all day yesterday because it does suck. I don't even care like what the circumstances are. You never want to be told this isn't working out. And it was completely out of your control too, which also makes it.
So I'm a jerk And I called Sam this morning.
Scott.
And he answers the phone. And I said, I had no doubt you would answer. You had nowhere else to be
today.
Oh,
my gosh. Scott!
That is how that conversation started.
Okay, kind of funny.
I had no doubt you would answer. You had nowhere else to be. 913-586-7798. La Tiara taco shells may be on shelves within a month.
Finally!
It could be months. A story here from the Kansas City Star. It's been nearly a year since La Tiara taco shells disappeared from grocery store shelves. Now comes word from Gladstone City Hall.
I know.
That their return could be just months away. According to documents from Monday night's council meeting, La Tiara's new owner, General Mills, plans to reopen the company's factory on Northeast 69th Street in January. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting? Capitalism works.
Yeah.
But I do wonder why it took this long to resurrect something that is so clearly profitable. Clearly, this is profitable.
The second
they pulled them from the shelves, everyone freaked out.
Why did the family not want to carry on?
There was no heir that wanted it.
Why?
I can't answer.
You don't want to be rich?
Well, it's like, okay, let's say your dad was in the auto industry his entire life, and then you're the heir apparent, and he wants you to inherit his car dealerships. But you're not a car dealership guy.
A lot of business owners operate, and this happened also, at least from what I know about the story, with Perez Food Products, who was also based here in Kansas City and also shut down recently because the family did not want to take it on, is if you don't work very, very hard to automate that business, and by automate, I mean outsource, delegate all of those tasks to trusted people, it's a lot of work. So you either take that time to push it off to other trusted people, and then it's very easy to hand down, right? Because you're just changing the guy at the top. Mm-hmm. But if you're the guy at the top and you have dedicated your entire life to making sure all of these puzzle pieces complete the picture and you never delegated it, that's a lot to take on as a kid.
This is why every business owner needs a succession plan. And I don't know what percentage of business owners don't have that. You know, if you're a business owner, it's yours. You've cultivated that. You've like, but what are you going to do when you're 65?
Your dad was a salesman, right?
His entire life.
What did he sell?
specialty advertising. So every single ballpoint pen you've ever seen with a logo on it. Anything logoed.
He sold that.
Odyssey t-shirts.
And did you ever for a minute think about getting into the business?
No. It hurts my feelings when people tell me no. And in sales, all you hear is no.
9 times out of 10, you hear no.
That is correct. Have to be very, very good at it. Like my son went into sales and he's great at it. He doesn't mind being told no. You tell me no and I'm like, okay, sorry, I'll never bother you again.
But Jack has a really affable, outgoing personality.
I had an outgoing personality.
I
could never, ever be in sales. There's no way. Plus, how do you know, like, the whole pay structure of being in sales, my dad handled that beautifully throughout his life. They've retired. He's fine. But like, I don't understand how my brain would not do well with that.
Now with La Tiara though, I don't think it was they didn't want to pass it down. They were just out of money.
I don't think there was a succession plan, Sam.
Well, somebody had to pay off the debt to take over the brand, and that somebody was General Mills.
Right.
But how is La Tiara in debt?
Well, equipment.
I mean, everybody bought those taco shells, right?
Business decisions?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm just glad they're coming back, baby.
I am too.
We should have a gigantic Taco Tuesday party when they finally come back. And you know they're coming back on a Tuesday. There ain't no way they're coming back on a Monday. It's a taco company.
Do you really think they're going to keep that recipe the exact same?
Yeah, I do.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I do. You know what else? There is no other alternative on grocery store shelves.
El Paso is
they're terrible. Ugh. You might be able to go to a mom and pop somewhere down in Argentine or on Southwest Boulevard. And we've had listeners say, go here, or go here in KCK.
Right.
There's nowhere in a grocery store with a yellow box to get anything like that La Tiara taco shell. They were thin. They were crispy. They were fabulous.
Oh, they were just delicious.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Evil good. Like evil good.
Yep.
So they will be back in January.
Good.
according to Gladstone City Hall. Kansas City, congratulations. You have one of the drunkest airports in America.
Wow.
Number three.
Number three?
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Would you like to refute this?
It's not about how much we consume.
It's about how many bars there are per traveler.
Correct.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean everybody's soaking it down.
They're not staying in business for no reason.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's. I think we have like 9 bars per every 100,000 travelers.
It's 6.
6?
Mm-hmm. Ah. For every 10,000.
We need to up our numbers. Yeah.
6 bars for every 10,000 travelers. The only two airports that beat KCI.
I would assume Atlanta. It's the largest airport in the world.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, you need an airport with a small number of travelers and a lot of bars.
Right.
Boston is number one.
Okay.
It's because people, they get there and they're like, what?
Boston is number one.
Give me booze right now.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I like to pick on Boston.
I want to go to, I've never been to Boston. I'd like to go.
I would too. Let's go leaf peeping.
Nashville International is number two.
Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Also not surprised.
Yeah, Nashville's the new sort of woo-woo bachelorette party.
It's the new
non-Vegas
Vegas.
Oh, it is. It's something.
Kansas City is number three. Then New Orleans. Vegas.
We're worse than New Orleans and Vegas.
And New York LaGuardia.
That is bad.
Kansas City is number three.
Well, Vegas doesn't need their booze because they could smoke cigarettes while playing poker inside the terminal.
Which, by the way, did you see the headline this week that somehow in town we have started to allow strip mall slot machines?
We have always allowed
Look it up. Look it up, Scott. It was in my stack this week. We never got to it. That the...
What do you mean we've always allowed it? We've allowed, like, the games... Like, if you went to Sully's in, in Mission...
You sit at the end of the bar and play on the computer, you are putting in money for the chance to win money that is gambling.
I understand, but those aren't slot machines.
But
you see what I'm saying?
I think they're morphing into... They're called... This was the story from the Kansas City Star. Inside Kansas City's strip mall casinos, where the bets are real, but the laws are murky. So look at this. This is literally a strip mall. You can tell. Look at the windows.
Yeah.
And what do you see there?
It says, well, there's a young man sitting playing a... Hang on, wait.
It's not like a Wheel of Fortune slot machine, but you can tell it's gaming.
And then above it is a sign that says, spin to win, let the fun begin.
Okay, when did we start allowing this?
The problem is that it's not technically gambling because the game gives you the option to see the result before you play.
Play at your own risk. That is what the sign on the door says. At Spin City Game Parlor, a dim little room in the middle of a strip mall west of 99th and Holmes Road in South Kansas City. It was noon outside, they write, but inside, 15 slot machines pulsed and sang like it was 2 a.m. in Reno.
Okay.
A man in a hoodie muttered to himself at one of the consoles. Another barked obscenities at his girlfriend about a set of lost keys. Nobody looked up. I stuck around for about 20 minutes pumping dollar bills into a game called Golden Jackpot. I never saw anyone who even appeared to work there.
Huh.
Spin City is not a licensed casino. It is not taxed. It is not regulated. Its compliance with Missouri law appears, at best, theoretical, yet there it is, open 24 hours a day, a Wild West gambling den where the sheriff never shows up. Sam, there is no way this is legal.
Well, it is, but it isn't. This is just like the same thing that we were talking about with all of those gas stations down in central and southern Missouri, where they tried to rip all of those systems out of those stores because they said they were in violation of the gaming laws in the state. But since they allow you the option to see the result prior to playing the game.
Well, then how's that gambling?
It is technically not gambling. However, you are still playing with money with the chance to win money. And the Gaming Commission argued that is gambling.
Spin City, again, is open 24 hours a day. A sign inside says, no play, no stay.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. Go back for a second, Sam. You get to see the results before you play the game?
You have the option to see the results before you
play the game. Who wouldn't take the option?
People who are addicted to gambling.
When we get back, we're going to talk about this. The kind of crime, this is from the Star Story, the kind of crime that tends to linger around these places, as one example, there was a shooting outside of Spin City in August, mm-hmm. seems to have finally gotten local officials' attention. In October, the Kansas City Council passed an ordinance banning unregulated electronic gaming machines, but they write, we've yet to see evidence of any enforcement from the police.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So listen to this about these, strip mall non-gambling gambling things. Jackson County is also beginning to wrestle with the issue. On Monday, they write, we sat through a meeting where Laura Birdsong, who works with the Independence Avenue CID, told legislators horror stories about the problems caused by these gaming rooms in the Northeast. Quote, they provide a constant opportunity for criminal activity. The increase in violence has been huge. One such business, Up in Smoke, accounted for 32% of all of the calls to the CID security company Titan over the course of a year and was the top location in the region for fentanyl overdoses. When it closed last fall, crime in the area dropped 20%.
and they're equating this to the gambling strip mall site.
Yes! It attracts ne'er-do-wells.
So do bars.
What bar is open 24 hours a day?
Are they really open 24 hours a day?
Yes. Oh, those are delightful, Sam. 24 hours a day.
And we don't get feedback every time you pull it away from your ear.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I couldn't handle it anymore.
One is called Puff Haven. That sounds more like a smoke shop. Security calls to that address has increased 53% since they opened earlier this year.
Well, and any establishment that is open beyond 2 p.m. is going to attract all of the people that were out at the club, that were out at the bar, that still want to keep the party going and don't have anywhere to go.
Sam, listen to this. Well, three businesses have failed next door due to threats and, quote, general mayhem that emanates from these spaces.
Should we close all strip clubs?
Strip clubs are standalone properties. I don't know why, but think about it when you're driving down the highway and you see that sign, pull off here, XXX. They are always standalone properties.
Not the one downtown at 15.
That is a very rare exception.
Totally nude.
Very rare exception. Remember when they covered that up the last time? They covered up the sign when the All-Star game came into town.
Yeah.
Temptations.
Most of those are standalone businesses. These are right in the middle. Name your strip mall. So you've got like a nail salon here. Okay. You've got a tax accountant place here. You've got 24 hours semi not shady, almost illegal gambling thing here.
Then I would be okay if the city law was somebody who either owned or worked for the strip mall gaming site had to be on site anytime it was open.
Okay.
There has to be somebody there who works there. You can't just come in and start spending your money, and that obviously opens up.
You guys, there are 30 machines at Puff Haven. Listen to this. Recently, they gave a tour of the area to a handful of police officers and local officials. One tour in particular demonstrated quite vividly the extent of the problem at Puff Haven. The officials parked across the street as they got out of their cars for a tour. Mm-hmm. Someone ran from the corner and said, "Cops are here! Cops are here!" When police arrived at the door, it was locked. They refused to let us in and shuffled people to the back room. As we entered, you could literally see the back door swinging. They started screaming and asking for a warrant, as if we had wrongfully entered, even though they let us in. Their actions tell us exactly what's occurring in that place.
Okay, so if we have somebody there who is in charge, who works for the semi-gambling outfit, whatever you want to call it, I'm okay with that. But here's where I always get a little bit nervous, is when the government tells me what I can do with my money. I'm not allowed to gamble my money. It's my money. Am I not allowed to buy cigarettes with my money? Am I not allowed to buy alcohol with my money?
They do decide on a number of things that you are or not allowed to buy with your money.
By an age.
Well, no, controlled substances.
Well, yeah.
Listen to this, Scott.
And I have a problem with that, too.
The reporter says, "I didn't really grasp the concept until I went into Spin City and started spinning. You put $5 in. A little icon says win. Sounds great. You bet a quarter and hit play. You win 5 cents. You win.
Well,
you lost 20 cents, but the game says you won.
913-5
Sounds just like a casino to me.
913-586-7798. News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.